It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. Entering week 17 of the regular season, there is a lot at stake when the Steelers head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Both teams currently sit at 8-7, on the outside of the playoff standings, but still in the hunt. Depending on whose stats you use, the Steelers have only about a 17% chance of making the playoffs. They no longer control their own destiny and need a few other games to go their way in order to punch a ticket to the postseason. You could argue that their single elimination tournament has already begun. The buzz surrounding the Steelers all week centered around the quarterback position and the question of who would get the start. The answer finally came from head coach Mike Tomlin on Friday when he announced that Mason Rudolph would get the ball. Kenny Pickett was listed as questionable, so it remains to be seen whether he or Mitch Trubisky will serve as the backup today. Rudolph had a solid performance in the 34-11 win over the Bengals in his first start since 2021, and fans were clamoring for him to lead the team this week. The odds are that Rudolph won't look quite as poised in the pocket on the road in a stadium where fans have been known to register more noise than any other home crowd. He probably won't play as well this week, but in my opinion, he isn't the X factor that many fans are making him out to be. With a ragtag inside linebacker unit and a secondary riddled with injuries, filled out by a couple of veteran players getting their second start after spending most of the season playing Call of Duty and pickup basketball, Pittsburgh cannot rely on the defense to secure this win. The offense needs to step up, and the key to victory, to me, is the offensive line. The Steelers enjoyed incredible luck last season, as the five starters on the O-line remained healthy the entire year. No one expected that same good fortune in 2023, and yet here we are, 17 weeks into the season, with our starting lineup intact, albeit given a change in the depth chart at right tackle. Despite that, this unit's performance hasn't been consistent, with up-and-down performances that betray their supposed identity, rather than the bully ball we were told to expect. When the O-line works well, the run game succeeds, taking tremendous pressure off whichever quarterback is under center. None of the offensive linemen put in an all-pro performance last week, but they were effective. They were able to hold blocks and create running space for Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. They gave Mason Rudolph time in the pocket to go through his progressions and push the ball downfield. And they posted a crucial stat in the penalty column, with only one flag on Dan Moore Jr. that was actually questionable. If the Steelers want to come out of Seattle with a win, when they badly need to keep their playoff hopes aligned, the O-line needs to lead the way. And we need to hope they come ready to rock. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter at GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com and check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kozora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.